The Acts of the Apostles at the 19th chapter, and we'll read again from the beginning of the chapter, although we're concerned with what follows tonight, having dealt with the first seven verses last week. Acts chapter 19 of verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Did ye, on believing, receive the Holy Ghost? You remember how we said that this was the proper reading of the original. Did ye, on believing, receive the Holy Ghost? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, following his invariable practice, as we have seen again and again in the Acts of the Apostles, disputing, not in the bad sense, but in the good sense of reasoning, as it says in Acts chapter 17, reasoning with them out of the scriptures, reasoning and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way, that is the Christian way, before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, not ordinary ones, special ones, by the hands of Paul. I think the emphasis on the special belongs to the fact that here was a critical situation and a strategic situation in which Paul found himself, where the testimony of special miraculous signs was required to vindicate and establish the gospel. We needn't be concerned with this, as we've often had occasion to point out, the miraculous is by no means widespread in the scriptures, and it is rather the economy of the miraculous rather than its profusion that should strike us as being strange and extraordinary. But here there were special miracles wrought by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases parted from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And before we become too concerned with the implications of that statement, we should perhaps remember the story in the Gospels where the woman with the issue of blood pressed through and touched the hem of Christ's garment and was instantly healed. This is an instance analogous to that. And we needn't necessarily suggest or believe that any miraculous power was inherent in the handkerchiefs or aprons. Superstition was mixed with faith. The faith was real enough, clouded as it was by superstition, and it was God, not the handkerchief, that healed them. And in the same way, it was Christ, not the hem of his garment, that healed the woman. Virtue went out of him, not of the garment. so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases parted from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, who took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I recognize, and Paul I know. The words in the Greek are quite distinct. Jesus I recognize, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt upon them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also who used curious arts brought their books together. This is a reference, of course, to black magic, the curious arts, the forbidden things, the necromancy, and so on. Many of them which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.